Okay, good in Rosh Chodesh Elul. So an amazing idea from the PZ's Nerebi. I would like to maybe learn a little bit, share with you guys, and hopefully Mer Hashem by learning this Torah from the PZ's Nerebi. Shvi Zohar to have a good in Chodesh. I'd like to welcome Rabbi Josh Gurin Shlita. Here we go. So everyone knows the PZ's Nerebi was the rabbi in the Warsaw Ghetto. He's the Baal, he was the author of the Chovas HaTaminim, Hachsharas HaVreichim, Tzaviziris. Ish Kodesh is his famous sefer on the Parsha. He found the sefer after the Holocaust buried in the ground with Clonimus Kalmus Shapiro. It's an incredible, incredible sefer. There also happens to be an English copy, very hard to get, called Holy Fire. Here we go. Parshas Re'eh. Tav Shin Aleph 1941. Just imagine right now he's standing in front of the people in the Warsaw Ghetto trying to give him a little chizuk, a little belief to be able to go on. He opens up with the first few psukim, the parsha, Rei Anochi Nosen Efnecha Yom Bracho Klala. Hashem says, I'm giving you bracha and klala. Es ha-bracha asher tishmu el mitzvah Hashem alokechem asher anochi mitzvah etchem hayom. If you listen, if you do the brachas, then that I command you today, then you'll get bracha. Klala im lo tishmu el mitzvah Hashem alokechem mitzvah etchem hayom asher anochi mitzvah etchem hayom lalechas acharei alokim acherem asher lo yiratem. And the klala is, if you don't listen to me, then you're going to go do all these bad things and stray away from me, and serve other gods. So listen to what the Rebbe is now telling the Jews in the Warsaw Ghetto. Just imagine, he's in the Holocaust, trying to give them a little belief, a little hope, a little reason to live, a little reason to believe. Ki ha'ish Yisraeli mechuyev l'hamin u'rosh shakol miyado hisparach. Every single Jew, every single person, every single Jew, whether Jewish man or woman, must believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that everything that happens in their lives comes straight from his hand. U'kud shebricho, lo ave dina below dina chas v'chalila. He quotes the Zohar. The Zohar says that nothing happens in this world without Hashem putting His signature, without Hashem putting His stamp on it. V'chutz mizeh shehu yisod ve'echa miyud gimel yikari amuna. And he tells us that besides this, it happens to be one of the 13 principles of faith, as we know we say every day after davening, or some of us used to say, ani ma'amin b'muna shalema. I believe with full belief. Shabori is Baruch Shemo, that Hashem, blessed His name, Gomel Tov, L'misha Yishmor, Mitzvosav, V'yanesh, L'misha Yavor, Al Mitzvosav. We say, Hashem blesses, and He bestows tremendous goodness on those who keep His mitzvos, and He punishes for those people who violate His mitzvos. So this is what He says now, the PZ Rebbe tells us, a very strong principle in Avodas Hashem, a very strong practical a way on how a person should live when they're going through hard times. And here we go. Aval gam zeh gorim l'hiskaskis v'simchas b'shach yisurin. When a person is going through a hard time, when a person is going through family troubles, when a person is going through things in his own life, things in school, things in parnasa, a person has to realize that they have to be mechazik b'simcha. He has to do it b'simcha. Why? Because as we say, Kimosha Kasav B'Tanya, B'Tanya says in the Igeres HaTshuva, Perek Yod Beis, the Tanya is written by the first Rabbi of Sherebi, Rav Shneur Zalman of Liadi, She'al Yidei Shebeshas Yisurav Makir Es Avonosav Ki Kol Echa Makir Es Nigei Levavo. The Paladani says, when a person's going through hard times, and he recognizes his sins, and he realizes that the reason why he's going through this right now is because of his sins. V'roa Lama Higi Lo Onesh Hazeh. And then he realizes, you know what? That person right now is giving me a hard time, or that thing that's giving me, it's not because of them, it's because of me. I have to be better. It's not because of anything, it's everything from me. When a person realizes that everything happens for a reason, as the Gemara says, a person doesn't put his hand in his pocket and take out two dimes when he wanted three. A person wants three dimes and he takes out two. That was straight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so much, every little thing comes from Hashem. And a person lives their lives like that, it gives everyone tremendous hope. And this is what he says now, the PZ Rebbe. Ubatuahu Bashem Shekemo Sha'anas Anosh Oso Kenyativ Imo Keshayishov Ukav Ezbeno Yircha Oso Ubazo Mishazik Mesamech Atma. When a person lives his life like that, he realizes that nothing happens in his life without a reason for a reason. And everything comes from Hashem, and it just could be that a person just has to do tshuva, that gives a person tremendous hope. That gives a tremendous reason to be able to go on through that hard time. The hard times, sometimes we don't see Hashem. It's hard, very hard. It's very hard. It's very confused. We don't see it fully. Even we see, we have to say, oh my gosh, this is from Hashem. Why is this happening to me? When a person plows through and he goes through that, azai mavir bazeh as astara, he takes away the confusion, he takes away the darkness. Umagala also is barach gam mitoch ahester, gam mitoch adinim, and he finds Hashem with, even within the din, even within the hard time. Umimela kishahaster over, when the thunder passes, when the storm clears up, az nasa chesed is galas or panav yisbarach. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu's full light, his tremendous chesed comes in. We just have to realize that especially the hard times, the things that are hard in our lives, that those things come from Hashem. When a person realizes that everything that happens in their lives, when their boss yells at them, when their teacher fails them, when they lose something, everything comes from Hashem. But they cry out to Hashem, say, Hashem, I want to be better. I just need your help, please. When the darkness passes, then Hashem blesses us with tremendous chesed. In the last two paragraphs, the Eich Efshar Lomar Yisurim Shehem Astaras upon him. And we know, some people say that the Yisurim are very hard to see Hashem. We know, Ham Imo Anochi Bitzora. Hashem says in the Pasuk in Tehillim, Tavan Alav says, I am with you in your hard times. The Gam Hu Yisbarach Sova Miyusureinu. Hashem also suffers, as we said on Tisha B'Av. When a Jew suffers, Hashem suffers. He's our father. When a father sees their son or daughter suffering, the father also suffers. When a person doesn't realize that it comes from Hashem, you're just making things matters worse. You're making things harder on yourself. When you see that everything that happens in your life really comes from Hashem, then a person could go on. Just imagine, tell this to people in the Holocaust, the people living, they're begging for their lives. They're surviving every single minute. Giving them such tremendous chizik. And even if you're going through a hard time, pick your head up, continue, go forward. And this is how he connects it to the psukim that we said before. Open your eyes and realize the bracha that you have. You have two choices. You have a bracha and you have a klala. Es a bracha asher tishmu. The bracha is if you listen. V'haklala im lo tishmu. And the curse is if you don't listen. Shetira shakol betzedek v'din. Everything in our lives, everything is done with tremendous precision, and verdict, and very very fair rules. Habracha asher tishmu v'chule, u'bezeh shetira zos tifal shi'anochi nosin livnechem, shehu yisbarach nosin kiv'yachos ha'atzmo lanu. When a person realizes that the bracha comes from Hashem, then he's able to continue in his life. And when a person realizes that the klala is from Hashem, then he's able to go on also. And this is how he ends off, and he connects us to Rosh Chodesh Elul. U'bezeh Chodesh Elul, shehu haschalas yimei hadin, azdafka nas anidado divado dili. Elul is the time, is the yimei haratzon yimei hadin. It's the time that we start thinking about Rosh Hashanah, start thinking about Yom Kippur. We start going forward, as it say from maybe Sol Salanter and also the Kalina Rebbe when he used to bench Rosh Chodesh Elul. Namish, they were sweating. Sol Salanter used to change his shirt twice a day just by hearing Elul. There's also another way to view Elul. Elul is a time to come back to Hashem. And we saw from the Rav Leibel Eger, he brings down in Imre Emes that the DNA for Elul, the DNA for the month of Elul is Rachamim. It's a time that Hashem is close to us. HaMelech Basada, Hashem is close to us. It's a tremendous time for to be able that Hashem is pushing out His hand. We just have to come back to Him. So when we hear the shofar tomorrow morning, Ez Hashem, we should all be Zochet, to hear the shofar within ourselves, and just tell ourselves, when something's going hard in our life, we shouldn't blame other people. We shouldn't blame God. We don't blame that boss. Everything happens for a reason. Everything comes from Hashem. We just have to be better Jews and better people. And that'll be a tremendous lesson for anyone going through a hard time. Take responsibility. Don't blame other people. Don't blame Hashem. Everything Hashem is Avinu before He's Malkeinu. He's our Father before He's our King. Let's make sure to remember that He's our Father. But Father always wants to hear that the kid, mamish, understands that he's in his life. The best parent, the best child is someone who reaches out to their father and says, Daddy, I want to come back to you. And when a father hears that, there's only good things he's going to bless him with. Rez Hashem, it's my tremendous tefillah to Hashem. As we go into now Rosh Chodesh Elul, as we blow the shofar tomorrow morning, Shibzocha and Mertz Hashem, to hear the shofar in ourselves, be able to take upon anything that happens in our lives with tremendous, tremendous responsibility, tremendous ownership, And Ebez Hashem, we take this lesson from the Kriya Zetzin Rebbe, when he was telling his Jews in the Warsaw Ghetto in 1941, Parshas Re'eh, that he was telling them that we have to continue to plow forward and be mekabel everything in the Simcha, and Ebez Hashem should be zocher to see him, to see his entire family, and Ebez Hashem is zocher to receive the Chesina Torah, lanu, for the whole base is strong. Have a good and good and good vach, and receive the Chesina Torah.